In some parts of the city, access to grocery stores is limited. People living in neighborhoods like Linden and Franklinton have trouble buying food, especially fruits and vegetables. A new mobile market is trying to bring healthy food to those neighborhoods in need.
Hey, y'all. Y'all coming over to check it out today, right? Over to the mobile market.
Monique Williams-McCoy greets everyone walking down Cleveland Avenue like a neighbor. Many of them are. She's lived in Linden for most of her life, and she's familiar with how hard it can be to shop for groceries here.
People would have to take two buses to get to one grocery store. So that could be a hardship for someone that has young children and someone elderly that can't walk and carry groceries and so on and so forth. So we're trying to bring it to where they're at.
Williams-McCoy works for Local Matters, an organization that tries to improve food education and access. This month, the group launched the Veggie Van, a mobile market that sells fruits and vegetables at affordable prices. They even accept supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits, she explains to a passerby.
If you check it out, I mean, you can use cash, your debit card, or you can food stamp card, and then we match you, match your SNAP benefits. So you spend $10, I give you $10. But you have to.
The Veggie Van will visit different neighborhoods, spending Tuesdays in Linden, Wednesdays and Thursdays in Franklinton, and Fridays on the East Side. Research shows these neighborhoods have the city's highest rates of food insecurity.
We are hoping that by shopping at the Veggie Van and making fresh produce more available and more affordable in communities where it's not currently, people will eat more of those foods.
Adam Fazio is the director of development for Local Matters. He says the Columbus Veggie Van is part of a nationwide study from the University of Buffalo to measure the fruit and vegetable intake in communities that have similar programs.
We always want to know that our work is working, and so we think very carefully about how we measure what we're doing, and this is something that's more robust than anything we'd be able to execute ourselves.
So, just gonna add all this into a bowl.
In addition to selling healthy food, Williams-McCoy will do on-site cooking demonstrations that show how to make a meal with market ingredients for less than $10.
So this is one of those easy salads you can make and marinate and just let it sit in your refrigerator and eat off of it all week. Very inexpensive, very good.
Inexpensive and fresh are the reasons Daniel Baker and his girlfriend, Christine Gerlando, are buying groceries at the mobile market. Holding an orange in his tattooed hand, Baker looks to Gerlando for her approval.
Oh, an orange. Can I get two oranges? All right, I'm going to get two oranges. They look good. I haven't had an orange in a while.
They say they usually buy TV dinners because they're cheap and easy, but they want to start eating healthier.
And you get to pick your own stuff. It's not all prepackaged.
Yeah. They use their food stamps, and they sign up for Veggie Van's rewards program, too.
We got 4 ears of corn, an onion, 2 apples, and two small cucumbers.
Tomatoes.
Oh, cherry tomatoes.
The total comes out to $6.50.
All right, that is $6.50.
Gerlando pulls the tote bag of groceries over her shoulder, and Monique Williams-McCoy waves goodbye.
Thanks for stopping.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
The couple says they plan to come back next week. Paige Flager, WOSU News.